You're dead! I'm gonna kill you!
Don't forget to log on to abc.com where you can play along and become a millionaire! That we have a simultaneous internet sensation experience. Go there on your computers at home while you watch the show.
Welcome to No One Can Know About This, a podcast where we play every Final Fantasy. I'm Jeff Ekman.
And I'm Ryan Kasmiski.
And here we go, Season 7, Episode 36.
Yeah, we went into Kuja's palace. And now we're going to go run an errand for him to get the Gulag Stone.
We got auto-flown on the Hildegard 1, the old airship, to the Forgotten Continent, where we're supposed to...
What do you want us to do?
Get the Gulag Stone.
Right, the Gulag Stone.
We don't know what it is or why he wants it, but he needs us to do it for...
And so, I think we're going to do a big dungeon this week. Yeah, he wanted us
we're going to old
Wheelvert.
Aylvert? I'm going with Aylvert.
Aylvert.
Which is some big, unexplainable, ancient construction that we're going to go in and
this
find
episode
a bunch of
is
secrets.
Gonna rock. This has some of my favorite parts of the entire game.
This has some of the most just, like, shining examples of what makes Final Fantasy special.
Yeah.
There's, like, unique mechanics coming up and humor.
What's cool is, it's got both maybe the most, like, spine-tingly dramatic element in this game to me, and then the pure funniest comedy moment in the game for me.
Yeah, both, like, at the same time, back-to-back.
Where we left off, or should we do any business for this episode? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of episode to do.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be something interesting to talk about. I mean, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is, like...
blowing our minds.
Holy... fucking shit, guys. Like, we're 2 weeks late to playing it, but we spent all day playing yesterday, and we
we're
did
not
even leave calm.
Like, we're in the calm in area, which is how
area,
the game opens.
Yeah, surrounding Midgar.
And,
there,
like...
And there's so fucking much to do.
And such varied stuff to do.
Like, I do
everything
not...
we bump into is, like, a different type of minigame, a
and
fun,
the
delightful
towns
moment.
Are, like, the most detailed living things I've ever seen in my life.
The amount of detail in every store shelf... is insane. And then
also,
the dialogue is really well written and actually funny, like really smartly funny.
The character animations are incredible.
Oh my god, there's details in the animations that blew my mind.
It does for some reason open with like a weird piece of fan fiction that just like really sucks the air out of
it
the room.
It baffled us at the very opening, but then it continued
part of your
being
soul.
An FF7 remake, which
yeah,
is
then
great.
It was, then it was good. I mean... whether or not the story of this game ends up being good, the game itself is amazing so far. It's really, like,
I think the story is going to be amazing because it's mostly going to be the story from FF7, which is amazing.
Did you think the story of Remake was amazing? Like, just think of the story of Remake. I didn't think it was bad, but, like, the ending is, like, what even
when I think about the story of Remake, am I
here?
Thinking about the weird things, or am I thinking about, like...
The plot of Remake is the final boss is, like, you fight Sephiroth
I'm saying, like, there's another angle on it where it's, like, the plot of Remake is Avalanche, a group of terrorists, are up against this big power company, Shinra.
Yeah, yeah.
That
I mean,
is,
that's, like an element
owning
of
the,
it.
You know, the city, and I feel like that's still...
That
the story
part
of FF7
is good, but then there's also
and
another
we're still
going to
get that stuff in this one.
Well,
and that's
going
to be good too.
But
it's
saying,
like, I don't know that I would sit here and say the story of FF7 remake is that weird bullshit at the end.
It's definitely part of it. Like,
it is
there's no separating it out. It's like a main component of the plot.
I can separate it out.
Like the first mystery you encounter
right
is
now.
Like you go outside and ghosts are attacking everyone, and you're like, "What's going
that
on?"
Stuff, it's like, yeah.
You know,
but we're still so early. We're like,
I know. I'm like
most
not
10 hours
just,
into
you know,
that game.
I'm not. I'm just like, I can't fucking wait.
Every detail is delightful right now.
But yeah, so FF7 Rebirth seems like a real winner.
Yep.
I think that
go to patreon.com/nocad and watch our unedited playthrough of it.
Yep, exactly. That's where I was headed with all this. That's the business.
We also have been playing Helldivers 2, but that's not important.
Oh, yeah. Well, my sleep schedule is now, like, fixed.
Yeah, because you stay up late
other
to
people
play video
can
games
only
with
play
us.
Video games
yeah, like,
night.
Spencer can only start around 8.
Yeah.
So you got to stay up late.
So I got to stay up till 11, which is really hard. hard. But I slept until 7 a.m. today.
That's incredible. Yeah. Cosmo let that happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still have to feed him at 3 in the morning, but like,
but then you went
back to sleep.
Because you only got to bed at 11.
Yeah, but if I go to bed at 8, I'll get up at 4. And, you know.
This sounds great.
I'm kind of split on it because I woke up and I was like, oh man, it's already 7. I don't have any time to do anything.
Yeah.
Like sit around and do nothing for like 4 hours.
But you had done that the night previously.
Yeah, you know.
So you got
I'm just tired of all this change. It just doesn't stop. I adjusted.
And now you're
back. And now I'm back.
And then when we're done playing Helldivers 2 in a few weeks probably or something.
Yeah, probably I'll go back.
You know, again. You'll go back to waking up early.
Fascinating. Anyway, we
landed in the Forgotten Continent, and we're now going to grind our way to Whalevert.
Yeah, we're going to do some grinding. We're going to get to the dungeon. We're going to play the game.
So sit your asses down. Let's go.
Okay, let's see here. Well, we didn't fucking bring Kendrick fucking get too pinchy, bitch.
Yeah, we're here on the Forgotten Continent, and we see in front of us a marsh.
And we realize we left Kina back at the castle.
We were asked so many times to make a party last episode that we weren't thinking about this.
Yeah, we really weren't thinking about the party to bring here, because he told us there was an anti-magic field, and we brought Iko, and we're going to a new place with new monsters, and we didn't bring Kina. Like, we didn't think about it at all.
We didn't bring the Kina. We can't catch the frog.
Like, why even have...
Can we go back to the can
hey,
we do
we
it at the airship?
We gotta go back.
Hey, Kuja. We should have known that there would be new monsters to eat. Wow, you were being so cuddly. Yeah. If you put on the anklet, you can take something else off.
So much good stuff.
I know. We gotta put the rebirth ring on somebody.
I don't think I've played another Final Fantasy where you're, like, drowning in items like this and accessories. Like, usually you get the next one and you use that for a while. This one, we were like, what do I even choose?
Yeah.
There's so many different things with
we need to learn all of the abilities
that everybody needs to learn.
Yeah, regen.
I mean, all that is great. Healer.
Well, if you put that on, I think a different thing...
I think that's what I am going to put on.
I think you should put on the anklet. Mithril helm. Has he finished learning what's on his current thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then go to the Mithril helm. Ooh, I'll put Lapis on him next. Did you know that Lapis was for 100 years at the bottom of an ocean?
Yeah, I did. Look at
that. We should probably get him, because he has HP plus 10% right now, but he doesn't have the 20%.
Oh, interesting. Some people require less AP to learn different things.
That is interesting.
I'm gonna go in here.
We enter the swamp, even though we don't have Kina in our party.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe there'll be an item or something in here.
And we definitely can't go back to the boat and change it.
I don't know about definitely, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Oh, Haley.
I mean, look at all the frogs. Look at all the froggos.
There's so many froggos. So many froge.
Froge coin.
So many tattos.
Yeah, there's fucking nothing in these places.
But frogs.
But frogs.
Ho, ha, ho, ho, ha, ho, 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 ho. Where's the Gulu?
I'm pretty sure it's in the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Oh, cool.
Look at these
guys.
Look at those mohawks.
Look at those vests.
Are they carrying clipboards?
Clipboards or something?
Like a manila folder? No, they're books.
These are two monster lizards.
Yeah, they look like punk rock fish to me with legs.
But
like
they
I guess they're lizards.
Have clothing on.
Yeah, they got vests. They got mohawks. Their heads, though, the whole top part of their body just looks like if you attached a catfish to, like, four legs, and it's just, like...
Yeah, they are like a fish head.
Limply hanging on the front of it.
Oh, they cast magic.
Why are we floating now?
Because they cast that shit on you.
Why?
I don't know what their plan is. Now they're going to make you very heavy.
What's about to happen?
You were floating, and now you're heavy.
I know we've talked about enemies that do this before, but it's such a baffling thing when they're doing it.
They cast float on us.
And then they cast heavy, which undoes it.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
What is their strategy? Is this a strategy? Is there a lore reason for this that we're missing?
I have no idea.
Like, are these guys trying to do something other than fight us that we don't understand?
Are they... What in... very confused about your strategy here, guy.
I don't know what that
is. Maybe they're not even being threatening. Maybe this is how they talk.
Maybe they're like...
They speak in gravity, you know?
I was showing you the way of the float.
One of those entities that, yeah, exactly. This is bizarre.
This feels like a miscommunication that's happening. Like, you guys should stop attacking. I don't mean legitimately, but like...
Maybe we should. Like, it seems like...
They're intelligent.
They have books, yeah.
Were those books written by other lizards?
Other Jabberwocks? This place is huge.
Oh, shit! You're walking in a forest, and we get the friendly monster music.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we found a new one. This one looks just like the fish lizard monsters, the Jabberwocks, but he's purple.
Way more colorful.
What? This is one of the book lizards, but...
I think he's a fish.
He wants emerald.
I hope we have it.
I don't think we do. I think we've run into a guy who wanted emerald once before.
We're not quite there.
Damn.
Guys, we gotta go.
Run. Emerald, please. Emerald, I just want an emerald, guys. I want an emerald.
We don't have what he wants, so you're trying to run away.
Yeah, I'm, like, very afraid of, like, messing up this quest line somehow. I think if you attacked him or whatever, you could find him again.
Yeah.
But I just, like...
We don't want to risk
it. I don't want to touch it. I'm not ready.
Well, after what happened with the Moogle male in the fucking Black Mage Village, we're afraid...
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot...
Locking ourselves out of stuff.
You never know what could lock you out of something.
I want emerald. Flee. Where are we gonna get emeralds?
Just randomly from higher level enemies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish we could drop a marker. Chocobo feet.
Where?
You grab yourself a chocobo to explore this continent in full.
Well, look at this. Oh, look at that. Indeed, look at that.
We pass like an inaccessible castle that's like down inside of a canyon. We'll go there later.
This place is a huge continent.
I can't believe we haven't hot and colded one time other than that first time.
I know, they introduced it so early on. And like, it's like
we haven't run into it.
There hasn't been a single other forest.
I wonder what's over here.
Well, I want to get to there, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we took an airship trip over here. Oh, there's nothing over here. Yeah. What's that in the ocean?
I don't know, I think we drove up to that and we're like, what is this?
Oh, that?
It was like a crystal or something sticking out of the water.
Right, and we couldn't interact with it. Mm-hmm. And then we also found a black dot in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
You decide to hop off the chocobo and fight your way through the rest of the canyon.
These guys again.
We get into another fight with those fish lizard people.
The Jabberwocks.
And they float us and then cast Earthquake, which happens underneath us and doesn't affect us.
I don't know why this bugs me so much. Like, I want to know what the deal is with enemies like this.
Yeah.
Like, so...
I don't know what they're up to. Can you talk to them?
I don't think no.
Can you give them an emerald?
I mean, I bet if they cast Heavy on everyone and then cast Earthquake, it'd be very...
Well, one of them is casting Light, and then the other one is casting Heavy, and they're just undoing it.
I can see why this isn't Kuja's kind of place.
Whoa! Whoa! A house
thing.
We get into a fight with a classic PlayStation era Final Fantasy enemy. The house.
Yeah, there's a giant house and it's got a bunch of tiny legs it's walking on.
Yeah, this house is on tiny little stilts. It's like on like caterpillar leg and it like teeters back and forth.
It's like a red shingled roof.
Yeah, there's a weather vane on it with a cat symbol.
You gotta love fighting a building.
It's on these little stilts, these cute little legs that are walking back and forth.
Why is it called Armstrong?
Whoa. Wow, it's powerful. The way it tilts back and forth on its little feet is really cute.
Yeah, I like that.
The secret section of the Final Fantasy IX Ultimania explains that the legs are cat's legs, and that there are four cats holding the Armstrong up.
I mean, they do look like
holy
cat's
shit,
legs
they
now
do.
That you say that.
Armstrong has a cat motif on the weather vane on its roof.
Yeah.
Yep. And a shield on its left side. It uses a cannon, which cuts HP in half. It can use Matra magic, which reduces a character's HP to 1, though it usually misses.
So that's 4 cats disguised as a house that has a cannon on it.
I went looking for answers.
Jesus. It's a very top-heavy looking design. This is the kind of house you could attach like a fuckload of balloons to, go on an adventure with a young child.
I see, it's a maze continent.
Exploring further, we enter this like system of canyons. It's like a big maze, and somewhere in here is the place we're looking for.
Go right. I don't know, the forest was actually pretty alluring. Should have gone left. It's too late now.
Nah, we're stuck in the current. We're going this way.
This river is not the same river that I was standing in. Need to heal up.
Oh, good call. Oh shit!
It's
the demon turtle.
Oh my god.
Is this the Adamantois in this game?
It might be. If it's not, yeah, it's the Adamantois. Adamantois.
Yeah, every game has its own Adamantois, but the size usually varies, you know?
Well, they went big.
Sometimes they're as big as a mountain.
Sometimes they're just, like,
sometimes
a
they're
large
just
turtle.
Like, a very
like,
large
it's like,
turtle.
Oh, that's bigger than a normal turtle.
This one is, like,
this one
the size
only,
of a house.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's very sinister. It's got big devil horns.
Yeah.
It's like huge longhorn cattle horns sticking off of the side of its head, and
red glowing eyes.
Stole a 10.
Nice.
That's good. You're dead.
Steiner is just... He's just doing work.
You're dead! I'm gonna kill you!
Oh, I think that makes your attack into healing. Maybe Dagger has healer turn on. That could be what's going on with her.
That's gotta be it. Cause like, I'm like, what is healer if... Okay, yeah, that's gotta be what's going on.
I think we said earlier that Dagger's weapon heals you, but it's actually, we had turned her attack into healing through the ability healer.
Oh, that's what was
so
going
So we're gonna turn
on.
That off.
Has it been a while since you've saved?
Not really, but I can do it again.
And making our way around, we fight another 4 cats dressed as a house.
Were these built?
Yeah, obviously, at some point.
Do these procreate? These houses get
I hope
on
when we find life on another
houses?
Planet, it just is like this. And we have to just contend with the fact that, like, there's life that is made out of auto-generating lumber.
I found oil for it.
So finally, we come around a corner into a little alcove in the canyon, and there's, like, the ruins of a large building sort of, like, sticking out of the side of the wall. This is Oilvert. Ailvert. That's what I decided on. Ailvert.
Wheelvert!
And as we walk in, we see a beautiful sunset, and in front of it, the ruins of this place. They're almost like a Star Wars location or something.
Yeah, it's like just sort of like weathered, large stone structure. You can't really tell what it used to look like. There's like a little dome and a big spire that's diagonally sticking off of the side of it. And there's a black rectangular entryway into the building.
Wheelvert. What the fuck could that mean? Mog shop. Magnet!
And right at the entrance, there's a Moogle named Mimosa.
A rare Moogle.
The brunch Moogle.
Mimosa?
Hell yeah.
Mimosa wants us to deliver a letter to Mole.
Now we have 3, unfortunately.
Whoa, this Mog shop has weapons.
I think this Mog has been tomb raiding, because it has, like, a selection of items that are, like, the best we've come across.
Like diamond swords and mithril claws.
Tridents and healing rods.
Let's look through this whole list before we buy anything. Because we have a bunch of this, but I don't think we have a cypress pile. Not sure that we have an egoist armlet.
There's a lot of shit we don't have.
Yeah, let's start by making sure we have enough. No tents for sale?
No, he does.
Okay. Yeah, we only have 2, so... Cool. I don't think we have any gold armor.
No, we don't. But we know we want this.
Yeah, we definitely want that.
We get ourselves a diamond sword.
let's get the people we got right now.
Yeah,
first.
Before we start getting the claws, because those are expensive.
Yeah.
We'll also find at least like some of this stuff.
We'll find it again. Yeah, we'll get it all. I mean,
Haley,
the abilities attached to things make me like, oh,
it's everybody's like, gonna.
We're not gonna
everything.
Forget because we're gonna want fairy flute. All Zidane's weapons are like crafted.
No dark hats.
No.
I'm gonna want a few of those. Like maybe two of each dark hat and green beret.
Duke.
Yep. And then. Okay. Ooh, damn. We'll probably want
we're
two.
We're gonna want a few of these.
Yeah. Get two of them now.
Got two judo uniforms. We finally have enough money to get as much as we want. We're still like worried we don't.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I'm not sure why we're like being like let's get these
because we end with more than 10,000 after getting everything we want.
I never want to do the math. I'm just doing like an order of operations. Yeah, of, like buy the most important
exactly.
shit first,
and then if there's stuff left over, great.
Rest. Yeah,
and then gold armor. Just get one.
We have a lot of money.
Yeah. So let's do that. I think we got everything from this mug shop. You're being such a good girl, Haley. Thank you for letting me pet you instead of being like, I need to be somewhere else. Let's equip before we save. I want somebody to learn this fucking rebirth ability, and if it's not gonna be like one of our mate, you know.
We'll learn it on him. That makes perfect sense.
We're giving Zidane the rebirth ring so that he can learn the ability rebirth.
Yeah, it takes like 130 AP. I've been trying to learn other stuff first, but you talk me into it. We'll put it on him.
We're learning auto life.
Auto life.
Using the rebirth ring.
You're right. I'm resistant to it for some reason. It just feels like
it'll be forever, but if we gotta like pick somebody who it'll be.
You're right. If it's gonna be on somebody, it better be on him.
I would like you to take three friends.
Okay.
Because this is a Final Fantasy game after all.
He's still learning that.
Never occurred to me how similar Jay Leno and that voice is.
They're not. They're.
Have you heard about this?
They're not.
They're totally similar.
There's like some crossover, but. I mean, you can.
I never realized before that they're the same. That Jay Leno sounds just like him.
You're right.
I never thought of it.
Like, this is Jay Leno.
Here I am. Have you heard about it?
Okay. Oh, so you're learning White Draw down here too? Well, then let's put.
Come on, everybody. We're with headlines. We're going daywalking. Let me throw you my card. I'm moving to 10 p.m.
Oh, dude, haste. And Asuna. That's gonna be huge.
Taking over your 10 p.m. time slot.
they should get a late night host who's just like, it's almost like if Pee-wee Herman were host, something so abrasive that you're like, oh my god. Her defense goes up a lot wearing this. I think it's probably worth it.
Over, is she learning something else?
No, she's not.
Then yeah, let's do it.
But it drops her magic and her magic defense.
But not by as much as her regular defense gets increased.
And her spirit is good, whatever that means.
Yeah, you're gonna want spirit.
I wanna go to a synth shop.
Make some sick beats at the synth shop.
You know what I mean, though.
I do.
Alright. I've saved. We're all equipped and abilityed up.
Beautiful.
Yes, we are now ready to take on Aelvert.
We're going down underground.
This is a cool spot.
Yeah.
Cool door. This must be the entrance.
Yeah.
Good thinking, Zidane.
A single stairway leads up to a massive archway that is obviously a big door.
Mm-hmm. A huge door, like a big stone double door with like geometric patterns carved into the
front. Yeah, there's like a triangle, and then inside the triangle is a circle, and then inside that circle is a triangle, and inside that triangle is another triangle.
Open up. No way I can open a door this big. Whoa!
Was it because he said open sesame?
Yeah, as Zidane is saying, he doesn't know how he's going to open the door, it just opens.
You remember how in Kujo's other place, things like responded to Zidane's touch?
Oh yeah.
I bet Kujo and Zidane are the same type of magic, whatever secret destiny they are.
Monkey boys,
yeah. And this is some ancient race that can touch this stuff. Like, he's Aerith in this game. He's the ancient one or some shit. I don't know.
And we've already connected Aiko and Dagger.
Yeah. And
that was Zidane and Cujo.
And Cujo, when he saw Zidane, was like, this one's gonna be trouble for me, and that was, he left it at that. So there's some thing
you
about
and me, we're rivals.
Yeah.
So we enter the ruin.
And this is definitely a magic place.
Yeah, there's pillars. What, is this a window?
Yeah, it's like we walk in and we're looking at like the side of like a giant dome or something. It's like an enormous stained glass window. It looks like it's all sheets of amber that are like, the frame of the window is a spiral made of stone that goes out. And then inside of the spiral arms, there's these like strips of amber that like all lead to the central point.
Golden light is coming through it.
It's like really, real nice lighting in here.
And we're just running around on some platforms picking up boxes.
Rising sun.
Wandering around, we get into a fight with what looks like a gravestone.
Yeah, this is like some kind of memorial statue gravestone. You know you're in a serious area when you're fighting statues.
Yes.
Now. What is this thing? Did this jump out and attack you, or are you just like, see this thing and like freak out and everybody goes into an attack? Oh no, it's opening.
Oh god.
It's opened up a Freya. Oh, this is what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And this statue will open up like a cabinet.
The way it looks is it looks like there's like a stone person hiding behind a gravestone, reaching around the front of it with its hands like Goatsy.
Yeah.
And it rips open the gravestone like double doors and there's like a black void inside of it. Like a light shines out of it and it makes a copy of one of your characters.
Yeah, it does a move called Mirror.
So now we have to fight like a copy of Freya and the gravestone.
Cujo was like, you're gonna fight yourself.
We have to tap first. Why? What are you doing? I don't like that. Oh, great.
It summoned like a big ornate mirror right in front of Freya, which then shatters, killing her instantly.
Well, it summons death. Like in the mirror is the Grim Reaper. Like it casts death on Freya.
It looks at Freya and then it shatters.
Yeah.
So does Freya.
What? Why can't I cast anything? There's an anti. I forgot.
There's a.
He said he was an anti magic barrier.
Yeah, he did say
why
that.
Why did I fucking.
Why did we bring any magic people? Because we didn't think they meant that. We weren't thinking about that.
That was really stupid.
I thought he wasn't serious.
Yeah,
you know?
When I go to try to cast life on Freya, I realize that there is no magic allowed in this dungeon, and we've
a classic thing in Final Fantasy games.
We shouldn't have brought Iko. Like, other than Iko, it's not a bad party, but she really can't do much here.
She's worthless.
Ugh. Can she not even heal? She could be an item thrower. Not ideal.
Not good at all.
Regretting not bringing Kina even more.
Yeah, seriously. We're going to miss out on so many unique enemies we could try to eat. Then they would taste bad.
Yeah, they would always taste bad.
They always taste bad.
Yeah, she can't use any of it.
Boo, urns. We're about to drop all our high potions.
We got to go back to the mog shop.
Shit, man. There's going to be all these mirror stone things all over this fucking place.
Oh, this is going to be a pain in the fucking ass.
It's about time.
It is about fucking time. Iko, why? Why did I bring you?
If you had grokked that, I would have probably been like, dude, that can't be what they mean. Like, I would have been like, no way. We should be able to bring...
What we're gonna do to try to at least somewhat salvage the situation.
You have the brilliant idea to turn on Healer for Iko.
Yeah, so I guess she won't be totally worthless. Although, like, it heals so little.
Yeah.
You know?
Bang. She attacks people to heal now. That's what we're doing.
Sweet. Sweet!
Alright,
Mog Shop.
Are you ready to get rich?
99 high potions, if we can afford it.
We can get 51.
Okay. That brings us up to 86.
I just spent all of the money on high potions. We have 84 gil now.
Getting close. 86 hello potions. This is so throwback. We're getting all of our potions so that we can go a little bit further into the dungeon. I think there's another one in the bottom right.
Shield armor.
Diamond sword. We just bought one. This place is huge.
Yeah.
Whoa. What did that say? looks like some kind of contraption, but it doesn't respond at all. Oh, maybe there's a switch somewhere.
In here.
We're gonna be touching device.
Touch device.
We walk into a room that has these two little domed floor lights that are just sort of shining a yellow light upwards, and Zidane comments that there's gotta be some way to control them. I don't know why you'd want to control these. It's unclear what that would do for you, but
you're gonna
that's
have
the
to.
New objective. There's going to be a lot of puzzles involving little lights on the floor, and we're going to touch devices and switches, and we're going to turn them on and off, and we're going to try to get through it.
Is the switch on the other light?
I bet this is the same deal, some kind of contraption.
We get into a fight with another one of those gravestones.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the only enemy in here, huh?
Well, actually, the enemy is yourself.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, I know.
So it could be any one of your party.
Why am I attacking with Iko? I'm already fucking up my...
Wait, this, you might have been a genius, because what if he mirrors Iko? Damn it, Freya again. But imagine if it was Iko.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then they wouldn't be able to do shit.
Dead.
Hell yeah. I am Freya.
No, I am Freya. Don't. Stop it.
No,
that's
I am
annoying.
Freya.
Don't. Oh, that's so annoying.
This is your true self. And then you rip off the mask.
Crazy waste of resources that is.
So it seems like you can be guaranteed to use a Phoenix Down in every single one of these random encounters.
Yeah.
Because it gets death off, like, every time.
Come here. Haley.
What is it?
You're not allowed to have any donuts.
Feather boots.
Come here.
Whoa, laser show.
Cool.
Running across like a stone bridge, Zidane finds like a very polished stone ball sitting in like a little stand.
It's gotta be a part of this switch mechanism thing, right?
He seems to think so.
What a strange looking ball. Nothing, okay.
He knocks on the ball.
But it doesn't do anything yet.
So we move on and we're on these big high up bridges and there's a huge space that we're kind of navigating through that's big and open, and there's like electricity kind of arcing from wall to wall around us.
I'm so lost.
Are those supposed to be like Tesla electricity going around?
Oh, we're back in this room.
On this side of it, huh? I had a feeling at a certain point things were gonna like connect.
Let's go this way.
Yeah.
This one is locked.
Looks like the door is sealed.
There's something really nice about the way the dungeons are designed in this game, because this reminds me of, like, Gizamaluk's Grotto, which kind of loops back in on itself, and then there's, like, doors that you can't open without a bell.
No way I can open it without a key.
Or, like, a magic switch.
Or a switch. Kind of Nintendo switch.
With switches that are not operational yet or something.
If I ordered some ramen...
I would eat that.
Let me go look into that.
No, you're not Steiner, you bitch.
I'm Steiner.
Bitch, I hate you. God damn it!
The gravestone kills Steiner this time.
Fuck off. Fuck! Fuck off. Horrible. Okay. God. All right. So now we're back in the main room. I'm going to go buy Phoenix Downs.
Yeah, because you've looped around to the main room, you actually can leave Oilvert and go to the Mog Shop.
Yeah, but I spent literally all of our money on high potions.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize we were also going to need a bunch of Phoenix Downs.
Okay.
We don't really have any money. Never mind. You go up this way. Okay, here's the thing. Elixir. Zidane. Bing! I touched a blue ball, it turned red. Now let's go back this way. Wow! Oh, I'm turning on computers or something. Is this a planet? Sweet.
Yeah, it's like an ancient magical computer you're turning on.
Yeah, we find this, like, blue ball, and Zidane touches it, and it turns red. And then in another room where there was just sort of, like, a big glowing disc on the floor, now there's, like, a hologram above the disc of a planet. It's, like, this awesome combination of, like, Star Wars future shit and, like, an old stone temple. Like, obviously, this place, it was high tech at one point.
And there's text, like, some kind of red alien text.
Yeah, just, like, going around the planet.
Is it... planet.
Say, doesn't this look like writing?
Mother.
Mother. I can't make it out.
It's a message from Sephiroth. you're just making that up?
It's not that I can read it. It's more like the words are talking to me. I don't even know why.
Zidane is understanding this.
Yeah,
innately.
He seems to have some connection to this place. I mean, the door opened for him. Ku just sent him for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Ah, it worked.
We go back into the room with the little dome lights on the floor.
Yeah, the floor lamps.
And now those also are projecting holograms up, and we can get some, like, broken information from them. They're, like, not working 100%. Mm-hmm. They're glitchy.
Ancient ship. Oldest in history. I know you just had to do it in the right order. What? What the fuck?
Did you do something right accidentally? The ship for war.
Shipbuilding technology. Primitive. Battleship. Invincible. Prototype. Prototype. Failure. The first battleship. Invincible. Improved version. Currently in use. Oh, Invincible was the name of that, like, eyeball ship.
So these holograms add up to, like, the history of the production of the Invincible, the
right.
ship that blows up whole cities.
The oldest in history.
So this whatever made this ruin also built the Invincible sometime in the past.
Which we recognize is that eye summon, the ship that's above it.
I think I found a place that might fucking rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I order us some ramen.
And we walk into another room, and Stiltskin is in here with a Moogle.
Oh, hey, it's Stiltskin.
Hell yeah. Buy his shit.
Dare I go to Magnet? I gave Mool a letter.
Awesome.
I haven't received any mail lately, Koopa. What's going on? Hey, Mool, would you go to Magnet Central and complain for me? I'm so mad about it, Koopa. Mimosa is scary when she gets mad. I'm not sure where Magnet Central is, though. I want to find Magnet Central.
Yeah, we gotta find Magnet Central.
The Moogle mail side quest is heating up.
Yeah, the mail delivery continues to decline. More Moogles are noticing, and we get the first mention of Magnet Central.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place.
A place we're gonna need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I got an emerald from Stiltskin.
Hell yeah! We gotta go find that guy and give him an emerald, but he might want to.
There's something fishy about Magnet getting fouled up. What the heck is Artemisian thinking? Gaia gear.
We're fighting another gravestone, and it does mirror again. And this time, Kena pops out, which I think is just that's just beyond.
Kena's not even in our party.
That crosses a line. That's not okay. That doesn't make any sense.
He's mirroring characters that aren't even here. He's quantum mirroring us.
Okay.
He doesn't even. He's metagaming. He's looking into the code.
I don't appreciate that.
I don't either. This is a complicated dungeon. Now that I've turned these on, probably. Yes. Success.
So we go back to the big gray stone ball that we were knocking on, and now it's lit up, and Zidane touches it, and it projects another hologram all around him.
He can see a city.
Huh? It's gone. Whoa. Beginning of the city. Huh? Now it's gone again. Whoa. At first, the city flourished.
It starts playing a slideshow.
Yeah, it's like projecting different images as it talks.
And telling parts of the story to Zidane.
And then what happened? Did that happen forever? Soon began to decline. Oh.
Dang.
Dang it. At its peak, cities all over Terra. Then the decline began. Oh no. How surprising. So what the heck is all this?
Some kind of ancient civilization? It's just like always at this point in the games. Was there an ancient people?
Okay, so what the fuck? Oh, what's this weird ceiling thing? This strange pattern on the floor. It's gotta have another purpose than just lighting. I agree. It must have some other purpose, Zidane. Why don't you fucking figure it out? No, goddammit!
The gravestone mirrors Zidane.
There's a problem in every single one of these games, which is in the later dungeons, the enemies are so annoying to fight that, like, it becomes awful getting through it.
Because
you're like, another one.
Yo,
great,
come
again.
On.
The same song and dance.
Fucking kill this guy. Can we fucking use the computer? Can we log in? Oh, this opened now. Oh, shit.
So you've heard about there was a great civilization on Terra?
Yeah, which we're on Gaia, by the way.
Right.
That's been made clear.
Yes.
Terra is a mystery still.
I haven't grokked this in the past that it's like, I think I thought that Terra was just the ancient civilization.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not clear yet.
Right.
I'm giving some spoilers just for clarity's sake.
So a new door opens in this temple. We walk in.
It's like Cerebro from X-Men.
That's what I was going to say.
Professor X rolls out on that little walkway. We're like in a giant round room sort of floating in the middle. But the whole wall is covered in these, they're
stone
each like
faces.
10 foot tall faces. They look sort of like kabuki masks, like each one is a little bit different with a different expression. And
mm-hmm.
they're all just like dotting the wall like jewels inlaid around the outside.
All these faces looking down
like
at
a whole grid of them around the whole dome. And a lot of them are busted up though. Like a lot of them have completely fallen off, just leaving holes. So there's a few like complete faces. You can imagine what it used to look like
mm-hmm.
when they were all pristine.
Oh. Damn. What is this place? I feel like I'm being watched. I'm scared. Or no, that's Iko.
Yeah, whatever.
Whoa.
One of the masks in the wall glows orange and like shoots outward like 5 feet.
Yeah,
and starts
just like
speaking alien at you.
Like, you know, makes himself known. And the text is just like percentage sign, triangle, square, infinity, plus, X. Like, it's just like, it's meant to be incomprehensible.
Abomination! Wait, it's saying something.
Visitors, claim it up this dune.
I don't know if it's, like, starting to speak English.
Well, I think it's that, like, the psychic interface of this place is coming online, and, like, as it's speaking nonsense, it morphs into... We can
right.
understand it somehow. We don't know
Freya,
how, but...
too. It's like, it changed... It reads us, and it knows how to talk to us.
Yeah, and so it slips into words we can understand.
Well, I understood it. It's words.
Huh. I guess it's speaking directly into our minds. Well, let's go.
Let's
it's probably
go.
Probably good for your brain to have that happen.
Well, you know, doesn't seem bad.
We step onto a glowing platform in the middle of the room and it rises up into like the center of the space.
Mm-hmm. And the faces on the wall keep talking to us.
Yes, it is. Listen well. This is the record of our civilization.
The face that was talking goes back to being a statue, and the camera pans over, and one of the other faces on the wall, like, pops out, glowing orange again.
It's like this is, like, the residual chorus of all the dead souls that used to make up this civilization, all adding in their little, what they have to say about it.
Oh, damn.
The seeds decline was not our fault. All vegetation and vessels died out.
I feel like that was a reference.
Final Fantasy VIII, we didn't do that. That one was a different team. The decay of our Terra triggered it all in order to stop.
That was
the
also
decay,
a reference to six.
Many methods were considered. Ultimately, the best minds of Terra's civilization gathered. Then a final resuscitation was attempted on the mother continent.
We got the people from Six back together.
Unfortunately, it ended in failure. It was later discovered to have been the catalyst. Subjects were selected.
Maybe that's a reference to the movie?
After four tremendous sacrifices, eternal prosperity seemed within reach. Flora and fauna were revived, but is still in stasis. Final results are still pending. In order that our glorious history not die with us, we were constructed. Well, you're not gonna last that much longer, either.
We're like the satellite from that episode with the flute from TNG.
Except we don't explain shit. What are you talking about, faces?
We were, and then there was...
What's going on, Zidane? How come only you can read it? I wanna know too, but our friends are in danger. So let's save them first. Well, that was crazy.
That is crazy.
Okay.
So we leave that room. Continue on in through the dungeon.
I think later on in the season, I'm going to have some major questions about the purpose of this room when it's revealed, like, what's going on.
It's meant to tell the story of the civilization. We'll get into it later. We're back walking around the dungeon.
Can I use the elevator now? Nope, Stiltskin took off. Buh? It looks different than before. No, it doesn't. Oh, whoa, yeah, it does.
Now it does.
Looks like that other planet.
Yeah.
This place is filled with hologram rooms. We're in another one, and this is showing a planet and a moon orbiting it.
It's the same planet we've been seeing everywhere. It's got like a red glow inside of it.
Terra.
Yeah, Terra is marked by red.
This would blow that guy's mind. Who is it that has like the crappy observatory in this game?
Dr. Todd. He doesn't seem to really give a fuck about any of this, though. No. He's just like a smart guy.
It then shows like a twin planet that's blue with a moon that's like the opposite color of its moon next to it. And they both like the images shift over each other. And
they merge.
Yeah.
Like a Venn diagram becoming a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then both moons are orbiting it and there's text.
Oh, what's this? Another planet?
Uh-huh.
What the heck could this mean?
Two worlds together with our powers
go down there.
Combined.
After seeing that, we step into a big circular shaft with like a disc platform jutting out from it. And when you stand on the disc platform, it's just like that elevator at the IFA tree or whatever. It like spins around the outside of the room going down a corkscrew.
Clearly, are they built by the same people?
I think they are.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Damn.
Ooh.
At the bottom of this spiral cylinder, there's a big triangular statue that opens up and reveals the Gulug stone to Zidane.
So this is what Kuja was harping about. Time to head back.
Whoa. I'll just grab the
boss fight?
Gulug stone and...
Something's coming.
He said it would be easy, though.
So before he can grab the stone, the room starts shaking and a boss fight happens.
I have a feeling there's some armor they gave me I definitely should have equipped that would help with this battle, but...
What are we fighting?
And we're fighting a gigantic airship. The bowsprit is a sword. A big sword.
Oh my god, it is.
Yeah, there's that. It's a useful word.
And a helicopter that's made out of blades, which helicopters usually the rotors are.
This has got to be the prototype Invincible.
Yes.
Still here.
It's like a big airship. Oh, it's the airship that was in all the... There was like a museum about these airships.
Oh,
they were
shit.
Built, like these battleships. That's fucking cool.
That is
that
really,
looks
cool.
Really cool.
A lot of blades up there.
We can't wipe magic.
A lot of rotors. Oh. It's called the Ark.
Oh, God.
There's two of every...
Shit.
Oh, shit.
It casts Confuse on, like, the entire party.
Yeah, so we're all just, like, spinning in place, hoping we don't kill each other.
I know how to fix this if we die.
Well, that's okay. You know, Zidane, we got lucky with his choice.
I was taking off people's status protections in favor of some other
She unfortunately
stuff.
Missed. You got Regen on. He did good. People are accidentally doing their jobs. So far, so great.
This is not ideal.
It's fucking great, dude. Change that attitude. Who's in trance? Is it Dane? Dine! Dude, Steiner missed when trying to attack Aiko.
That's nice. Whoa.
Rang!
Okay.
I mean.
The airship pulls out two giant shurikens, throws them at us.
Heals were popping off right before that. That didn't even do that much damage. Solution number 9 is about to hit him. Dine! Together tonight we will dine.
Jeez, Steiner.
Do you think he's calling Dine from FF7 in for these attacks?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Bummer. They should have done.
Why it's called that?
Probably dynamic. Dynamo.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah. Now you've come to a stop.
Yeah, not hard at all.
I mean, you did wail on that thing. 11 AP. That's a lot.
Ooh.
Now we'll just take the Stone of Galood.
We did it. Yep. And we take the stone.
We gotta get back to the others.
Galoog. Gulug.
We cut back to the prison cells in Kuja's prison. Vivi is alone in his circular cell.
Wonder what happened to Zidane. Wonder what's gonna happen to me.
So how do you like the special sweets I reserved for each of you? By the way, the Dane is out running an errand for me in return for your safety. But I hate keeping promises, and I so love to see. So I thought I would give you a special guest to remember me by. My palace is home to a magnificent hourglass. As its sands fall, the floors of your room slowly open. Well, isn't it a fabulous idea? Some kind of a time clock. Your lives will be spared if the hourglass is reset. If the Dane comes back in time, that is. Oops, Just 10 more minutes. Farewell, my sweet, lovable moron.
Shit. Either way, I'm gonna die anyway, so who even fucking cares?
Farewell, my sweet, lovable moron.
Okay.
We cut to Sid, who's still in the hallway of the prison.
Yeah, he's not inside of a prison cell, so he could hypothetically help with the situation.
That bastard Kuja, that does it. If I don't save him, no one will. Say, I reset the hourglass and locked it just because I was ordered to.
We cut to two black mages who are having like a philosophical conversation about what they're doing, and this is just like, this hits so hard for me. This is like what's wrong with the entire world. This is like what everybody is doing right now, living their lives.
These guys are the ones from the Black Mage Village.
They know what they're doing is wrong, but they don't
care. But they need to survive.
Because they've
been convinced that in order to survive, they have to do these wrong
but
things.
But then the good question of, isn't it better to do something wrong than to die? It's fucking amazing.
It's crazy.
What we're doing is wrong, isn't it?
Wait, isn't that better than... to stop functioning? Come on, let's get back.
Turning off that trap again? I still don't understand how you do it.
You basically have to turn them all on. You're thinking too hard. Let's go. Did Zidane overhear this?
Sid did. Oh my god!
Now we're in control of Frog Sid.
Yeah, we're hopping around. Unbeknownst to the Black Mages, they've revealed how to turn off the stuff we need to.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do that.
You gotta reset the hourglass. You're Sid, man. Is this the first? No. Sid was a player in 7.
Yeah, but...
And in 6.
They must be the key we're talking about, Rivet.
So as Sid, we enter a very unique room. There is a cage holding a pink spiky monster.
Yeah, and behind it, there's the hourglass that Kuja was talking about.
With the sands flowing through.
Uh-huh. In front of the cage, there's a big key that Sid knows he's going to need.
And in front of the key, there's like...
There's a scale.
A scale, like with, two...
Yeah, with 4 weights in front of it.
And a timer appears in the corner that says 6 minutes.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
You've only got 5 minutes and 59 seconds.
Hit the key.
Press X to go forward. Oh, it's a red light, green light.
Oh, okay.
The monster in the cage has his back turned to you, and so mm-hmm. you're going to try to creep up and get the key, but he turns around real quick at random.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, stop moving when he turns around.
He can't notice you if you're not moving.
I guess he only sees movement. So, like, if you're still, he won't alert.
But this is super hard. Like, you have to hold on X whenever his back is turned and...
And Sid will, like, slowly creep forward. Like, just, like, lift one leg and begin moving it. And then if you stop moving, he'll just hold his leg in the air.
This is so funny.
And just be, like, frozen in time.
I guess I should stand still when that creature looks away. And now he turns away. Wow.
I don't not understand this. Pressing X doesn't...
Oh, if only I was a man again, I wouldn't fear the thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Man, this guy turns around a lot. And the timer's going down. This is fucking great.
So I make it clear, this is a frog with a giant white mustache and a royal cape, like inching forward.
And there's a blob monster that's constantly being like, what was that?
Yeah.
What was that behind me?
It is genuinely hilarious when he stares at the frog that's not moving and then turns back around.
damn it!
This is the best kind of game
to
have under a timer.
This.
One more try. Haley, what are you
doing? Please stop.
What are you doing?
God, this is fucking impossible.
This looks really hard. This looks so funny.
Sometimes the monster turns and just stares at Sid for like a minute before turning back
around.
There's like
no tell for when he's about to flip around or anything.
They animated this really well. The creeping. Like usually this kind of thing winds up being so janky and weird.
It is janky and weird.
Yeah, but I mean like Tifa behind the statue's weird.
I would say this is harder than and worse than that. It's weird. I love it. This is funnier than that for sure.
That's really, this is just great. This is like that beam of energy that hit Bahamut in 8. But with like so personality funny. And quirk, instead of just like, the light does something,
He's
I don't know.
He's in a cage, I don't understand like.
You're right. What is even the danger?
Sid even said it's not really dangerous, and that if he was a human, he wouldn't fear this situation. But
I think it's
he's
like
frog,
he's just too terrified
he's like
of
so
the big
scared of this
that
monster.
He can't. Yeah.
But now you're literally like, Sid's hand is less than an inch from the key right now, or so it looks. But the perspective is
I don't
a little,
know. I was going to say, I mean,
messy.
Look at his feet. We're still a little bit. Like,
well, it's
like
just,
the hand,
I would have
like,
thought that the hand would have been able to grab it from here.
It's impossible to tell. This is all flat.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dude. What is the perspective on this? How many more steps? The fact that that wasn't the grab, and that he has to go any further.
Oh my God. God, dude. Fucking shit.
You've got less than 3 minutes on the clock, but you're really, really close
I'm like
at
right
this point.
Like right next to the key.
What are you doing to me? You bastard. Oh my God. I got it. I got it. Okay, that was awesome. That was great. That was so fucking funny.
So now that you have the key, you're going to have to get up to the hourglass.
Yeah, so we're going to have to use these scales to lift ourselves up to the hourglass.
So Sid walks up to the scales, and he sees a scale and some weights, and we can examine the scales, examine the weights, put the weights on the scales, or climb onto the scales.
Yeah, and you're going to have to put the right weights onto the right side of the scale, then climb onto the correct side.
I see some weights, examine the scale, examine the weights, put... What the fuck?
Oh, dude, you got now it's puzzle time. One of them is climb on the scales.
I should probably put 3 weights on a dish. I've got to climb onto the scales in order to reach the hourglass.
Okay.
Climb onto the scales.
Yeah, and then you're going to need to put weights on the...
Okay.
The scale becomes like a seesaw that you've got to manage.
Yeah, it becomes clear you're going to have to weigh it down so one side is held up and he can walk out onto the end of it.
So you'll be able to just, like, hop up it. Put weights on the scales. What weight are they?
For some reason, you decide to skip examining the weights and just decide to make a go at it. The weights are labeled A, B, C, and D.
Well, they're labeled D, C, B, A.
Right.
From left to right.
And you can pick any combination of 3 of the 4 to put on the scales.
Shit.
We pick A, B, and C first.
Yeah, I was going to pick that one, too. That was exactly what I was going to say to pick. I don't know why. I don't know why either.
Sid slowly starts putting weights on the scale as the time ticks away.
I really...
Why don't you just put them all on the fucking left, man? Okay, is that...
Climb the scales.
Gotta be fucking... What?
You're too heavy.
We picked the wrong combination.
Try B, C, and D. Now he's gonna very fucking slowly. Because I think it needs to launch him is the idea. It needs to be heavier so that when he jumps on it, he can go down and back up.
This is the perfect Final Fantasy minigame because I have no idea if what the objective is. Like,
who even said to...
No.
Keep. Climb onto the fucking scales.
Like, what's... There we go. We did it. Okay, just have to turn this upside down, Ribbit.
So he managed to flip the hourglass over just in time, giving everyone an extra hour to live.
Ribbit. Now everyone should be alright.
Oh my God, we've reset the hourglass, Haley.
Woo!
We've reset the hourglass.
I made it. I'm so glad we're all okay.
I guess that also unlocked the doors that were keeping Vivi and Kina.
Flipping the hourglass, it's unclear what happened, but all of the prison doors unlocked.
Dagger, Vivi, and Kina are in the hallway.
Maybe, like, you know, the timer assumed that it had already done it and they're all dead, so just open the doors.
It's like it reset the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You've made it, Ribbit. Let's go fucking kill Kuja. You saved us, thank you so much.
And it wasn't easy, mind you, but we've no time to celebrate, Ribbit. I heard from 2 black mages. that there's some kind of trap up ahead.
They said you basically have to turn them all on, whatever that means. Let's hurry. Yeah, we gotta be able to do something. For Zidane and for the Black Mages, too.
Now's the time. Let's go.
We're going back into these this way.
Now you're everybody but your party.
That's where we're going to end episode 36.
Man, I love that segment of the game. The combination of, like, the badass, like, magic computer ruin.
So cool.
With the, like, spine-tingling face masks.
Yes.
With the just, like, awesome escape from the prison where Sid has to get the key. I was losing my mind. I found that so hard to do.
It really is just done...
They
so
make
goofily.
You feel like you're really under the gun, but 6 minutes is like more than enough to get it done, really. The goof factor is high.
We've now learned about Terra.
Yeah, we're starting to learn the like larger story that's going on.
The third act left Terra.
We'll see how well we feel it gels in the end. It's like, it's so like out of nowhere. It is a left turn.
It would
like,
just be nice if there were a couple of light references in the first act to this kind of thing.
They needed Dr. Tot to be like, many people believe there was another civilization or something.
Or just Zidane wondering, where did I come
like,
from?
Or like, there was a war in ancient times with a mysterious people from another world.
There was a tablet that said something about merging.
Zidane asking where he comes from or saying anything he remembers would have been probably
That's the
helpful.
Thing. It's just like, I don't need much. I just need stuff that existed in the beginning that indicates that this exists.
Yes, and none of it's like out of line with what you'd expect from a Final Fantasy story, but it just, in a game that feels so like, masterfully done.
What was that crazy obelisk in 8 called, like the giant alien obelisk that you pulled out in the third act? Can't remember what it was called.
What do you mean, alien obelisk?
It was like a mile tall.
The ancient Sentra civilization.
Yeah, this was something related to the Lunar Cry.
Oh, I remember, and it seemed like a huge, massive location. It was like a stone to attract the Lunar Cry.
Yeah, but it was like a mile tall.
Yeah, it was like a huge spire.
I'm trying to remember the name of this thing. The Lunatic Pandora. That's the name I'm looking for.
Wait, I thought the Lunatic Pandora was like flying in the sky.
Yeah,
this
flying...
was the ship that came.
This thing.
Yeah.
Because this is an enclosure for the crystal pillar that's 3 miles tall and 1.5 miles wide. Yeah, that was what I was trying to think of as the Lunatic Pandora. It was like this giant monolithic device that floated. Mm-hmm. I was doing a bad job of explaining it. That was even more of a left turn, I think, is why I brought it up. It doesn't matter.
I see.
It doesn't fucking matter. I just was like,
In a game that's like this well-crafted and masterful, it just feels weird that the main plot feels like it comes out of nowhere and doesn't necessarily have a lot of emotional resonance.
Yes. Let's see what happens next week as we try to escape Kuja's palace. First, we eat our ramen.
We're going to eat the ramen.
And talk about the game. And
then we're going to go
the desert
to the desert palace. We're going to start collecting stones, I think. I think there's 4 stones we need to get, and we're going to begin going to get them all.
Yep.
We are definitely ending, like, the last bits of the plot.
Before the world
is open to us, and we get to eat the Final Fantasy buffet that is Final Fantasy IX. The end game to this thing is just huge.
Yeah, next week is the end of day 8, and then I believe in day 9, there's still a bunch of story, I think, in day 9, where we,
I just mean that, we're on a plot now where I think there's, like, 4 objects we need to go around the world and get, or we're going to be next week. We'll begin it.
So look forward to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We say it every week, but what a game. Filled with cool stuff. Oh, but before we go, let's check in with the Mognet and see if we have any mail. Oh my god, the Mognet just appeared.
It's early.
I'm still gonna play the flute. Thank you so much for this message. Wow, what a good Moogle we have here. She was thrilled to deliver this one. Oh, I meant to get some treats for her. I'll be right back.
Okay.
These are the Gobble Soft Bakes turkey recipe with berries.
Here you go, Haley. Yeah.
Enjoy the gobble. Okay, this message is from Mark Turnbull, and it reads, Dear Mark, as you are writing this, you just received your offer of employment. Being laid off was emotionally draining, but watching Jeff and Ryan's playthrough of FF16 helped so much during those long hours of job searching. Their friendship with each other and their frustration at FF16 was a huge boost to my own mental health during a rough patch in my life. Congratulations on the new job, and let this be a reminder to buy that No Cap mug if you haven't already. Wow, oh, thanks, man. So much, Mark.
Thank you for the note, and congratulations on the job. It's brutal out there.
Yeah.
Very happy you found a place.
Congratulations.
Very happy for you. Very happy we could make the dark times a little bit better. That's
yeah, especially with such a dark playthrough.
Well, yeah.
We were really angry about that game.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That it was a boost to somebody's mental health.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it was for us.
Yeah, I think that one left a dent on me and made me wonder a lot of things about myself. What's wrong with me? Why am I so angry about this?
But Mark, it helped him through it. So yeah. That honestly makes me feel a lot better.
It all comes out in the wash.
Congrats on the new job, and thank you, Mark, for the message.
Congratulations. Lots of luck.
If you're interested in a Mognet message, they are just $25 each. Just email nocappodcast@gmail.com. That's NOCKAT. We do payments through PayPal because we're independent. So just email me, and we will say the message.
Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters.
Yes, thank you.
Without your support, we couldn't do the show. It's just too much work. We love doing the show, so thank you for supporting us.
Yes, thank you for making it so that we continue doing it.
If you find yourself loving the show and would like to support us, head on over to patreon.com/nocat.
It means the world to us.
For $5 a month, you can get the video version and all of the bonus content and the episodes on Mondays instead of Thursdays. Yeah. I always forget that.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bonus. It's just like a thing that'll change in your life.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different way to get the show.
Get the episodes on Mondays, and then get the FF7 Rebirth episodes on Fridays.
Yeah, because all of our full-length playthroughs are on there, all of our bonus content. That all unlocks for $5. For $10
and coming soon, Oblivion playthrough.
Coming soon. You've all been clamoring for it. No one will shut up about Oblivion. For $10 a month, we'll send you a t-shirt or a mug on top of all the bonus content.
And for $20 a month, we'll just do all that same stuff, but you'll pay us more.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever else they do that kind of thing. And tell your friends about the show. That's it.
That's the business.
That's the wrap-up. That's what we do at the end.
We did it. Now we do a dessert.
I've always felt like malt isn't used enough. There's got to be something big you could do with malt. Like, would it be possible to just, like, make a whole cake out of malt? Can I just get a giant slice of malt?
Do you slice malt?
I would. Well, I would probably need to use a serrated blade to cut
what
a slice
malt?
Of malt. Think of a...
I thought you would go out for a malt. I always assumed it was, like, Hershey's chocolate that you
It's like a malted milk ball, you know, the... crunchy, sweet. When you get a malt, it's different than a milkshake. They put the malt in it. Malt.
I don't know
what malt is anymore. I've said it's better than a milkshake. I'm sure you've had a malt. You just didn't. It's materially indifferent. It's the same thing. There's nothing like distinctive about it except you get little crunchy bits sometimes.
What's the difference between a malt and a milkshake? There are a whole lot of decisions to make in a diner. Do you want scrambled or fried eggs, hash browns or home fries? I'm glad that they're setting this up so I can understand what making a choice would be like so that they can then tell me about this one.
It's wonderful that everyone in the world has been taught how to write an essay so that everything can be essayified into a 5-page, like, nothing.
Well, now we're training machines
to
do it
for us. Well, now robots
do it
for
us. So we can essay without even essaying. The difference between malted shake and a milkshake is the use of malted milk powder.
Yep.
So it's a powder. How are you going to slice that?
You're going to use it in a construct. You're going to cook it into something.
Okay.
You're going to make
into
it into a shape. Yeah. I would like a big slice of malt to dip into some milk, please. And crunch, crunch, crunch on it.
The evaporated powder made from malted barley, wheat flour, and whole milk. It has a toasty, buttery flavor that's just a bit savory. Malted milk powder is blended with ice cream milk and any flavoring, like a chocolate syrup, to create a thick but drinkable shake. So it is just like a flavoring in a milkshake, kind of.
But malt is its own specific
base.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I can... I don't think I've ever had it.
You have. You've had malted milk balls. They're crunchy. They're covered in chocolate.
When have I had malted
milk balls? Like milk duds. Or maybe not duds. What am I thinking of?
Whoppers.
Whoppers. Yeah. Whoppers.
I think I've had
them. You've definitely had Whoppers. What are you talking about?
I've had them, like, once when I was a kid at the movie theater or something. They're not, like, a popular candy in my book. Whoppers.
I feel like you're just claiming ignorance about malt.
I'm sure if I tasted it, I would be like, oh, that, I've definitely had it for sure. Anyway, that's what's happening. What are we having, a malt cake? Is that what this is?
Yeah, we're going to somehow turn it into a whole cake. It's going to be crunchy all the way through.
Excellent. We're having that.
You'll probably need an electric saw to cut through it.
Enjoy. I learned about malts.
Like cut, like wood that gets cut.
Well, what if like something as weird of a structure as a house needed to, in order to make another house, sleep with another house? Two houses is fucking. Menage a trois. See, literally translated, that means house of three. See what I'm doing?
I see what you're doing.